Sphere Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Sounds like this. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
That's right, you are right over these, man.
It's platinum play, DJ Steve, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Feel live and DJ's key build the vibes up to the time.
I need a big boots and a bed. Yes, people. Midaya. You listen to Sheffield Live with me, DJ Ski. We got platinum plates when reggae was king, between now and 5 o'clock. If you want to get his ear nice and crisp, then it's either 93.2 FM or Channel 7 on your Freeview, Channel 159 Virgin, TuneIn Radio app, Radio Garden app. Probably the best place out on national is www.sheffieldlive.org. And if you want to get me here live and direct in the studio like Mr. Fear and Wagwan, my brother, then it's either Ski DJ on Instagram, SKIDWJAY, or it's a text, no calls please, because I'm not going to answer live on air. It's a text or a WhatsApp on 079 44 746 863 079 44 746 863. We got some of the usual things as we do every Sunday. We're going to start with some 45, start with a little bit of version. Then we're going to have a whole section of 7-inch singles, 45s, maybe a few from a couple of albums. You can see the ink cloud staring at me there. Then we're going to have the Soul Art selection around about 4 o'clock. Then we're going to have a little reggae version excursion from Deso, and we'll see what we do with some 12 inches and albums. But I think actually it's mainly 12 inches, it's many albums I think this week, and we'll just see where the experience takes us. Let's start right, Yasso.
Menu you giving me tonight. I'm feeling thirsty, so darling, treat me right. Tell me now, that's how I like it. Sugar and Sprite, look how I'm gonna nice. Sugar and Sprite, ouch, I said I like it. Sugar and Sprite, look how I'm gonna nice. I saw you on your knees, oh, crying.
That's right, you already know the news, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM.
Line that first up a little bit out of sync. Anyway, Maka, my brother, Wagwan, you're gonna enjoy today, my brother. I've got some tunes for you. I've chosen some with you in mind, my brother, as well as you, Mr. Fear, and you know that. Thank you. I don't know if this is, just sent me a text. Play Wolves and Leopards, Greggy Isaacs. I haven't brought that in. People, this sounds like a new listener, so I only bring in records, okay? So I'll just bring a selection. And if I haven't brought that one, then I saw it go. But I have brought some Greggy Isaacs as it happens, so I'm going to play you Greggy Isaacs a little bit later. Louisa Mark, 6th Street. I'm going to bring that in next week for you. See? But I'm only bringing a selection of my records, so I can't really do requests. But I can do dedication.
My father, Banya. My father, Banya. My grandmother, Banya. My grandmother, Banya. I and I, Banya.
Yes, Mr. Fearon. Yes, my brother Dave. Wagwan. Of course, Starmer is going to join a very long line of British Prime Ministers who is going to say no apology, no reparations. Of course, yeah. What else can he say? That is just a political move, which is obviously supported by, you know, King Charles, since his family, you know, made their fame and fortune for the last 400 years through exploiting Africa, primarily the slave trade. You know, the statue that was pulled down in Bristol, Colston, he was the head of the Royal Africa Company, wasn't he? And, you know, his boss was Queen Victoria. I saw it go. There's going to be no reparations for us here. They can talk about it all the like, but it ain't coming, believe, because it ain't just about UK, you know. To pay the compensation to the slave owners and those who lost their property in 1803 when abolition was announced. Mind you, it took another 30 years for that to happen, but never mind. You know, good old abolitionists in the UK, they were working really hard. 30 years it took them to actually get to that point. Kind of like says to me that they had no influence at all. But in 1803, one of the Rothschilds loaned the UK government the whatever amounts about 3 billion these days. They loaned them the money, then the UK government paid them back for 212 years. And that's an interesting piece of interest. No, it can't happen because it ain't just about the UK. Nobody nowhere is going to get reparations for the transatlantic slave trade. No, it's not going to happen. Having said that, you know, the Windrush generation, we the first generation born here, and the second generation, if you were working between from the 1950s when we came, 40s right through to 2015, if you were working and paying taxes, I guess one way they could pay reparations to us here in the UK would be to just pay us back our tax money. That would be a start, but it's not just about money, is it? Because, you know, it's about all the life chances and the opportunities that we're not being able to get through this thing called race. Nah, it's not happening. Yes, so it's not going to happen. This one by Delgado and D Brown. Brata! Maka, you can't tune them. Turn it up! Of course, Dave. Any Greggy will do on any day. Hula Rula for real. Gems of Fearing. Because today I've been hearing people say about, you know, how Starmer, you know, how under his rule, you know, things ain't going to change and whatever. It's not under his rule. It's just anybody who's ever governed the UK, it's their rule. Politics in this country is not about a party. It's just about politics. Like that. And Amos of Fearing, don't read me wrong, I'd take reparations all day. I just thought with the taxes that I started paying in 1976 that I paid for almost 40 years during the government paying back the Rothschilds for the loan that they gave them, I'd take my taxes back all day and more. But I'm just realistic. This country's not easy, you know. This country, France, Spain, Portugal, Belgium, Holland, you know, it's all part of a connected world. They all took then and they're still taking now. Nah, they're not going to give that up. How much would that cost them? No, sir. If they paid the slave owners, you know, equivalent to, what is it? About 3 billion, I think it amounts to today. But what are they going to pay us for? 400 years of labour. Are you mad? Now go on. Hey, listen, I don't know what your name is, but all them things you're talking about there, right? Lovers Rock, Dancehall, yeah? MPLA, come on, Dangerous Music, them, you know. But if you're a regular listener, you know you're going to get them at one time or another. But you know what? I've not got a massive collection, but enough to do this show, right? And if you send me a message around about 2 o'clock any Sunday whilst I'm selecting these tunes, then I'll see what I can dig out for you. Saying? But people, I ain't going to be here. When is it now? I'm going away on the 12th of November. So the 16th and the 23rd, I won't be here. I've got at least one of those shows covered by DJ Kalinka. Saying? And he's going to let me know if he's going to do the other show. So, won't be as good as my show, but he's okay. He's all right. He's got some good tunes, actually. See this one you saw? A little human Dell version. We'll be right back. Josephine.
Root!
Wagwan. You know, the thing we have to consider why we won't get reparations is because systems and institutions in this country, in France, in Belgium, in Germany, Portugal, all the major, you know, slavers and colonizers, they're going to have to change the whole world system for that to happen. You know, this thing called race that was created, that everybody acknowledges now, every academic, every historian, you know, every serious politician, every serious political leader in the so-called first world, know that race is a pseudoscience. But regardless, that pseudoscience tells them, you know, falsely, that we are not, or we were not, you know, a full human being. That's how this all started. You understand? And because racism operates in a way that it does today, yesterday, in our parents' time, in our grandparents' time, in our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents' time, right? It still operates in a way that we're not a full human being. They don't regard us as full human beings. That's a fact even in 2024. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be subject to mental health. Being detained under the Mental Health Act. You know, we wouldn't be stopped and searched 6 times more than any other ethnic group. Women, who might be our daughters or our sisters, wouldn't be dying 5 times a day in childbirth, for crying out loud. Just in childbirth. I mentioned this just a couple of weeks ago. In childbirth, you know, men like me of my age would not be contracting and dying of prostate cancer more than white men. The whole system, you know, in criminal justice in America right now, more men in the prisons than what they had on the plantations, the new plantation. Still producing goods for the capitalist system and people selling at major profit. The system designed, it works as designed, and it's all designed under the terms of race, which is a false science. That's probably the main reason why we will not get reparations. For us to get reparations under that, it means they've got to change the whole world order. Not happening.
That's right, you are right now.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM.
Everybody clap on it,
keep it locked.
My signature tune to each show, Dance This Year Festival, Freddie Mackay. This one, Dream, My Life Over, Freddie Mackay.
Long ago when I was so lonely.
1974, Freddie Mackay. Hey, Mr. Fearon, I'm going to send you this because you always send me good things to discuss on the show. But you know where I come from. See? And you know where the music's coming from too. But I'll send you this one because there's always more questions than answers. Johnny Nash, 1972, I think that was. You know, more questions than answers. How much should we take? How much should we give? But if you're a colonist or a slaver, there's no limit. Hey, my new listener. I still don't know your name yet. Right? He asked me for some Gregory Isaacs. I'm going to send this title on Taylor. I'm still going to send you a Gregory later. But from what you're saying, you know, say this is your tune or one of them.
I wrote these lines to you from a little cottage in the Greenhill.
If you still got all your vinyls, I may have to pay you a visit. Come on.
From a little cottage on a hill, way down west in Negril, this man said, pining for your love. Gee, we, I miss you. How my lips wanna kiss you. Call you on the phone to my surprise.
Also, you listen every week. First time you message. Well, blessings, and thank you very much. You used to go to Minna Road. Hey, who didn't? They were dangerous days then, in the 70s and 80s. Minna Road. Come on. Oh, you went to Sedaka as well. Wow, well, I'm a chair down there right now. So, come down again. First, actually, we're trying for the first Saturday of the month. We did a skank and boogie session Saturday afternoon. The first one was on the 5th of October, and I played there. The next one's going to be the 9th of November, but we're going to try and keep to the first and just like something on. So come down to Sedaka, the new bar, 9th of November. I will be playing a few, but I'm not the main DJ that day. So get it in your diary right now. 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon until 10, 11. It's a nice little gig for our little crowd. Okay, who wants this 1978?
Yeah, I'm a name boy Waki, but the dread tune is dread grad chat in Canada. DBC, see it? Music cool, music.
Not be wanted. I love it then.
His Majesty is coming now. His Majesty is coming now. Rejoice, rejoice. The wicked men them running now. The wicked men. And cause much pain. But now is the time for Jack to reign. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His Majesty is coming now. His Majesty is coming now. Rejoice, rejoice.
His Majesty is coming. The Inkwell, I'm going to go back to that album in a little bit. In 1980, Blondie had a massive, massive worldwide hit with this, Paragons, 1967. Penned by the late, great John Holt, prolific writer. Paragons, the tide is high, but they're holding on. So, okay, my new, well, you're new, you're not a new listener, but it's the first time you've messaged me. So, you're, you've got most in Northern Soul. Well, what am I doing here? So, I'm just trying to get off to another tune here whilst I'm talking here, but, hold on. So you got most in Northern Soul. Ah, that means you've got some serious money in that collection. Because I remember Northern Soul, them some of them original 45s back in the 70s when I first started collecting records. Boy, if I started some of them now, whoo, 4 or 5 figures. Some of them tunes. Not you.
That's right, you already know what it is, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
We wanna go and dally, back a yard.
In Crowd, probably their most famous track, Backyard 1978, Cactus label. This next tune, penned by Sting in 1980, released by the Dirty Babylon, released by the Police, 1980, covered by Sheila Hilton, Little Virgin Excursion, 1981.
In your arms, baby.
You said you this is our Peter Tosh. Those lovers. Dave, who this one you saw?
You broke every promise. Oh, yes, you did. You win every bet. You never miss your word till your well runs dry. Tell me. What you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when your well runs dry? I'd like to know what you gonna do when your well runs dry. Listen to me, darling. And you lie. Now you come running, wanting second try. You never miss your water. Tell me what you gonna do when your well runs dry. What you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when your well runs dry? I'd like to know what you gonna do when your well runs dry. Down inside, and I heard you packing. I watched you pass by me, but you said nothing, not one single word. But I know you're gonna miss me, and you're gonna be blue. But tell me, what you gonna do when you're feeling blue? What you gonna do, woman, when you're feeling blue? What you gonna do when you're feeling so blue? I'd like to know what you gonna do when you're feeling blue.
'76, Peter Tosh Legalize It album. Till your well runs dry. Love us. Soon. We'll be shortly going to the ad break. I think it's for another bit short. And then we'll be back with the Soul Light selection. Just two this week. It's not a strong one, but you know, to bring it back into the usual. See what I want. People, I'll catch you on the other side.
What you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when your well runs dry?